Cleanup. Environmentalists across Mombasa County have called on the county government to make concerted efforts to combat the perennial problem of pollution, especially along the local beaches. Speaking during a cleanup exercise to mark World Cleanup Day in the Mikandani area, Jomvu Sub-County, Chief Executive Officer of Pwani Youth Network, Alfred Sego urged the county government to raise awareness about responsible waste management through sensitization programs. Sego asked the county to consider inclusion of young people in conservation programs through significant initiatives including the Kazi Mtani program in the quest for a conducive living environment. Led by the Pwani Youth Network, the event themed Arctic Cities and Marine Litter saw over 200 participants gathering to participate in the cleanup exercise, including the youth, students, and local peacemakers within the county. Currently, Mombasa County generates a huge amount of solid waste which eventually ends up at the two designated dump sites. However, as the waste continues to pile up in these landfilled areas because of the lack of sufficient cleaning, it further encroaches onto other areas including our local beaches and residential areas, hence affecting the living conditions, Sego said. He further urged the national government to remain firm in the fight against the use of plastic by enforcing new policies and laws on the matter, highlighting it as the leading enemy to the various local beaches across the country. Despite the government's effort in fighting against plastic use in the country, the issue continues to affect our environment at a high rate, especially our local beaches, and according to statistics, if the problem persists, by the year 2030 our local beaches will be filled with plastics, hence affecting marine life, thereby posing a threat to the country's economy, stated Sego. Brain Ochieng, a resident of Bangladesh in Mikandani area, Jomvu Sub-County, who is also a member of a youth organization focused on sports dubbed Art for Advocacy and Social Change, that focuses on recycling plastic into other useful materials, urged the county government to provide sufficient support to such organizations, especially at the grassroots level. The county government of Mombasa should provide adequate support to youth organizations, especially at the grassroots level, through availing the required resources, including funding to motivate the young members and to ensure a seamless working environment for such organizations, reiterated Ochieng.